Wow, what a weekend it is. We're excited about Winx. We're excited about who's going to come second as well, because we can bet with a Winx out market. Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, TK. Morning, Will. We've got to try and find that horse to run second, don't we? Then anyway, we can have a bet in the race, probably.
Yeah, what did you make about it? Peter Volandis yesterday threw out the carrot there that the Craven Plate's on Everest Day. That would be a beautiful lead-up for Winx, so it might not be Winx's last run.
Yeah, it might not be, TK. Remember last year, I think the plan was to have Winx run on Everest Day as well in the Craven Plate.
Correct.
And Chris Waller changed tack leading up to the race and decided he wanted to go to the Turnbull, just given the fact that that race down in Melbourne is 3 weeks before the Cox Plate and gives Winx a little bit more time to get over that run as opposed to the Craven Plate, which is traditionally 2 weeks before the Cox Plate. So I didn't think it was, this might sound a little bit ridiculous, I didn't think it was such a bad thing that Winx didn't run on Everest Day last year, because it gave Everest a chance to stand on its own two feet,
yeah,
rather than people coming to the track just to see Winx as well. So I think it gave Everest a really big big headline race to start off with. So this year, I think it'd be great if she stays in Sydney for the Craven Plate. I'm not too sure if she will. I think Chris, again, might prefer to go down to Melbourne for the Turnbull Stakes, given it's 3 weeks before the Cox Plate. He's a little bit more time prepared for that race, but I'm not going to begrudge her done the chances there in Sydney, for no doubt at all.
Yeah. The other thing is, I know she goes good here. I know she goes great at the Valley. She's won three Cox Plates, but I reckon she thrives at Flemington.
Absolutely, TK. She only had that one run at Flemington there in the Turnbull Stakes.
One by 12.
She towed up Humidor, and then he got very close to her in the Cox Plate. And I think if you speak to Huey Bowman, I think he's always been of the belief that she probably goes better than Melbourne way of going as well. So, which really, when you consider her feats in Sydney, is quite remarkable. So, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens after the George Main Stakes tomorrow at Randwick. Chris has obviously got plenty of options with her. Just wait and see whether he goes to Melbourne for the Turnbull or decides to stay in Sydney for the Craven Plate.
Adam, Nashua Willer, he's avoided charges from the Hong Kong Independent Commission against corruption, and he's understood to be at home. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. I think Ray Thomas from the Daily Telegraph yesterday was reporting that Nash was on his way back home, if not already back in Australia. So that's good news for Nash. It's good news for his family, good news for his friends. It's been a very stressful four and a half months for him after he was charged by the stewards over there in Hong Kong. And then an investigation was launched by the Hong Kong ICAC over there. They confiscated his passport at Hong Kong Airport when he was trying to leave the country. And it's now understood that they're not going to press any charges against him. So obviously he's got that disqualification from racing for 15 months, so he won't be able to be involved in the racing industry. I think it is until about August next year at this stage. But if he's back in Australia, that's great news for Nash, and hopefully he can put this episode behind him now.
Yeah, absolutely. Unforgotten's in this race against Winx. What do you make of Caulfield Cup Epsom? What do you think? Epsom's really the main aim now, isn't it, for Unforgotten?
Well, that was the suggestion, TK, earlier in the week. Chris Waller put out a press release with a bit of an indication where some of his stable stars will be heading later this spring. But yesterday, Chris has sort of clarified that, suggesting that the Caulfield Cup might be back on the agenda. So I think initially Chris had hinted that the Epsom was going to be the main aim, and very unlikely that Unforgotten would run in the Caulfield Cup. I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding about where Unforgotten stood in the order of entry. I think Chris thought she was a lot further down than what she actually is. So she probably secures a run in the Caulfield Cup now if she wants to go in that direction. So he's going to weigh up his options a little bit more, but I just wanted to alert some of those futures punters out there that if you're planning to have a bet around Unforgotten in the Epsom or the Caulfield Cup, that Chris is still a little bit up in the air, and the Caulfield Cup is definitely a chance of being back on the agenda later in the spring.
Yeah, Humidor won the Menzies Stakes, but it's being aimed at the Cox Plate, not going to run the Melbourne Cup, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. We spoke about it earlier in the week that Humidor was allocated the 58-kilo top weight for both the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup. I suggested he was an unlikely run. I think Darren has come out and said there's virtually no chance he'll run in the Melbourne Cup now. He didn't quite stay the 2 miles in that race last year, so if he doesn't go around in the Melbourne Cup again, that means the weight's going to have to be raised probably half a kilo at the very least, maybe a kilo to try and find a natural top weight. So, yeah, I'll be taking Humidor out of the Melbourne Cup equation at this stage.
That time of the week, mate, you've got anything for us tomorrow at Randwick?
Something.
Yeah, hopefully, Laurie. Been struggling the last week or two. Race 5, number 2, Pierrot. I made my best in the Bill Ritchie. I know he had a little bit of a step back and he missed a run last start, but I think he gets in really nicely in this race here. And if you want to back him, I'd probably wait until closer to the jump time. He's $2.90 at the moment. He might get a better price closer to the race time. And I've always had a big opinion of this horse. Charge, race 2, number 4 in the Heritage, is around $6 at the moment. I'm going to dive in again. I thought he was really good last time. The form's sort of stacking up okay around him. I think he just sits off the leaders here and dives at them late. So he might be something worth an each-way ticket around that $6. So race 5, number 2, my best, and race 2, number 4, the best value at Randwick tomorrow, guys.
Well done, mate. So many great races going forward. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. You enjoy your weekend.